We've been running a full-time language program since September 30th, 2015, and we're running full steam ahead right now. We're learning Chaptik stories written by Sarah Peterson, and I have 15 students and 4 co-teachers.
How did this program start?
It started as a vision from a lot of us put our heads together, and then eventually Chief and Council took notice of us that had been thinking and praying and working for language, and they said, why don't you form a language house here in Penticton? So we did. Kwikunachut ninuis kinhitamen. Kwikunachut ninuis kinhitamen. Iwa ip isprat israiluch chachwap tik kinach chutens.
Why do we need a language house?
Our language has nearly left us, and we're very sad about it. Our language is critically endangered. There are fewer than 100 speakers left. And there's just a small handful of us that are intermediate speakers, and we're trying to reverse this trend so we can raise our children in the language.
How did you become involved in speaking your language?
I had a bit of a unique path because I came to the Okanagan to do a PhD and to learn about my people in 2008. And when I discovered the language was dying and that I have a facility for language, I realized that this was my chaut, and chaut is an Inuksan word which means my role and responsibility as an animal being. So my chaut is to learn and speak language.
So who are the people who are taking part in your course right now, in the program?
We're all Siyilk people, and we're from all corners, almost all corners of the Siyilk nation. So we have 6 of the 7 bands in Canada are represented here. So most of us travel, and we meet here 2 days a week and study for 2 full days a week.
And tell me about how easy it is to actually learn in Siyilkchin.
Ours is it's a very complex language. It's a bit like your language, Arabic, in that it is the highest level of complexity to learn if you're an English speaker. My estimate is it takes 2,000 hours to become a mid to high intermediate speaker. So we created a program here that has 2,000 hours. We're going to run for 4 years, and we're going to meet here until we emerge speaking.
So can people come and go?
We received commitment from each of the people present to be in this room 2 days a week for 4 years. And almost all of the students are supported by their employers or their band. Their chiefs and council all agreed to support them to leave their workplaces 2 days a week for 4 years.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. It's a huge contribution. It's a lot of people really believing in something. In our language right now, we have programs for children, and they're mostly taught by elders, and we have our elder speakers. But what we really desperately need is parent-aged speakers. That's the critical gap in language revitalization. And my co-teachers, they're both young, and they're both, 2 of them are pregnant. And a lot of my students are in their 30s. It wasn't that easy to target the 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old people.
Are you hoping that'll change?
As we move forward, ultimately, we need to target the young parent-aged people.
And what do you hope will come out of this program? And what happens, do you think, after 4 years?
I hope we'll be speakers. And then after 4 years, we're going to keep speaking, and we're going to create larger programs.